Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Wednesday, we check in with county government, and every Wednesday, we talk to our great friend, Marty Hawk. The county councilwoman joins us. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine on this beautiful, beautiful day. It is gorgeous weather. Can you believe this is November?
No. And I saw something from the Indianapolis Weather Service over the weekend that said, hey, this is coming this week, and don't poo-poo it, because this is only the fourth time or the fifth time since 1977 we've had 4 or 5 days in a row in November of temperatures in the 70s. So that would be, yes, we should definitely embrace the sunshine and get out there and enjoy it, because it just doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen very often. So, yes, sunshine. Well, obviously it's sunny in Ellettsville, correct?
It absolutely is, and it was yesterday as well. I went up to the polls about around 5 o'clock just to see if there was a line or whatever, and just because it kills me not to be at the polls, to be able to say hello to my friends and neighbors, but, you know, this was not the year to do this, and people don't want to shake your hand around here and then come down with whatever. So, but what I was going to say is the sun was still shining, and I'm thinking of how many days that I've stood there when it's been pouring rain and cold and maybe spitting snow. But this was a fabulous day. It was so a beautiful day. Maybe the results of the election wasn't as beautiful as maybe some of us would have liked.
And that's why I love having you on the day after Election Day, because you've been through a couple of these. You've seen the balance in power over the years. And frankly, was there a surprise yesterday, or was this after seeing what the results were in the primaries, we kind of saw this coming?
Well, it was hard to believe that we might not see what we saw. But of course, you always, you know, you have to have hope. And I am so very, very grateful for people to put their name on the ballot, to get out there and try to have their voices heard and to have a conversation, because, you know, if there's no competition on that ballot, there's no opportunity for people to bring facts and concerns to the table. So I appreciated that, not just for the people who were running, the Republicans running for a slot the Democrats held here locally, but also at the statewide, where, of course, the Republicans did a major sweep, as was really projected, even though many thought Republicans were going to lose seats there at the State House, and of course they didn't. But if the Democrats hadn't got on there to try to take one of those seats, there would have been no real competition, no opportunity for the public to hear some of the things going on. So anyway you go, I have won and I have lost. And when you win, you feel a whole lot better. You can't help it. And when you lose, you have some time that you have to regroup and think, you know, was this worth it? But I just want to assure everybody that had their name on the ballot, it's worth it, because the public, the people, really do deserve to hear a conversation back and forth with having to do with all kinds of things that the people are interested in. And let the people ask the questions and let people answer them. But at this, you know, we were very successful at the state. I believe that will be very helpful for Monroe County, because we kept State Representative Jeff Ellington, who you know, won by the largest margin ever, was like 72%. But we also were fortunate enough to continue to have State Representative Mayfield, both people have helped us with the annexation situation, with the income tax debacle, and all of that, as well as, of course, Representative Bob Heaton didn't even have an opponent, and he's the one that represents my area. And so he's always great to keep up there, because he's on the Ways and Means Committee. So when we go up there to the state and we say, we have a problem. We want you to help Monroe County. We have people who actually will listen with us and work with us on it as best they can. So I'm just, of course, we kept Eric Cook, who's, you know, in the Senate now. So those are all good things, and Chris May as well, working there at the state level for us. So I hope I haven't left anybody out.
Trey Hollingsworth winning the 9th District Congressional, USA.
Of course, we all just, not at all shocked that Trey would win. Felt very comfortable of that. Now, when we get to the school board races, we saw that big upset at the Monroe County school board races, but the Richland Township, Richland School Board did not have any contested spots, so that might have slowed down some enthusiasm to get out to vote. I don't have the answer to that.
Right.
But
uncontested,
numbers,
I think you're right, though. Uncontested races that's always going to be part of the issue, but I think when you have such a obviously the interest in the presidential election, I think that gets people to it, just looking at the numbers I have in front of me here. But we also had some Monroe County count. The at-large was up this year. Nothing surprised you there?
Wait, you cut out. Hello?
Oh, I didn't. Can you hear me now? Marty Hawk.
Hello?
Marty Hawk is our guest this afternoon. She joins us every Wednesday here on WGCL. Marty, can you hear me?
I can now. Can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear, loud and clear. We were talking about,
I don't know what happened.
We were talking about uncontested races and how that affects some of the things, talking about the RBB school board. Obviously, but those numbers, just the gross numbers look good, because I think the presidential election got a lot of people, obviously, to either early vote or to the polls on Tuesday.
Right, and while we saw so many people lined up early voting and standing in inclement weather sometimes, and great weather other times, but the early voting certainly carried the day, because the election day itself, we had several areas that had long lines early in the morning. But then as the day went on, there was a very, very short wait period of sometimes people saying, I was out of my car in there and voted and back in my car in like 15, 20 minutes. So
all the other day parts, you're not waiting for the doors to open. So if you're there before they're open, a line naturally forms. So once they get the doors open and going, and this is very unscientific, but from the people I've spoken to or talked to or saw on social media, it seemed like every polling place really got them in and really got them out efficiently. So that's great to hear. Congratulations to all the people putting on the election at the county.
And absolutely, because all of those people who were volunteering and really had to do a yeoman's job all that time that they were doing all the early election and all of that, and then trying to get all these votes prepared and presented to us, I thought that the clerk had said we wouldn't hear anything about those races until today, but they had the numbers last night. So while they might not have been numbers, everybody would have liked, at least we knew what the numbers were. Now, right now, we're still waiting to see who our president's going to be and whether or not who's going to control the Senate. The last I looked at that, I'm not sure. It looked like there was some real time where we're going to have to wait to see what the numbers really are. So
I'm doing the same thing everybody else is, Marty. I'm hitting refresh and flipping around from website to website to website to see what's happening. I'm keeping my eyes on the Associated Press. Obviously, they called Wisconsin earlier for Joe Biden. We keep following all the races that are being, whether that is the Senate races as well. And that's got, again, on a knife edge here, so we have to follow along, and it just never updates as fast as we want it to, does it?
Right, and I'm afraid if I don't keep looking, that something will happen without me. I don't want the party to go on unless I get to be there.
No, so, I hear you. I have one TV on this, one computer on that, another computer on this, and right now in the background, and this is not official, this is CNN, and I know there's multiple opinions about CNN. They are projecting a Biden win in Michigan, but that the Associated Press has not said that, or we have not seen anywhere else with that. So again, anything that pops up, everybody wants to know, so I'm trying to provide that, and we just have to take everything with a grain of salt, because Marty, we know it takes a while to count votes, and we know it takes a while to make sure that elections are certified, and I think that's one of the keys today. One of the state officials said, you know, we don't call elections, we certify them. And for example, Wisconsin will not be certified until December 1st. That's a long time from now.
Right. And you do wonder how much this the whole COVID has affected the races. I think it has got to have been a big, big part of the outcome of this race, of these races. And let's take a look at, with the numbers being higher now in Indiana, and bringing that back down to a local issue and a local governmental issue, what we have to be ever vigilant on is, in order to provide government services, our county offices have to be able to run in some fashion. And even if we have several people working from home, if they're well, they're still able to provide a lot of the services. So we have, if we would have someone in one of the offices where people are relying on services, somebody comes down in that office and that gets, and then they all have to, you know, try to work from home or try to get well or whatever. This is why it's so important that in government services that we really are extra cautious, that we do all those things we can, because even though you might not know or that you will need a government service, before you know it, that something will happen, they'll go, oh, I was really counting on the highway department to come and
fix my potholes, make sure my street's right.
Right. So we have to be always vigilant that we are doing everything we can to stay as healthy as we can, and so that we can continue to do what it is that we're required to do. It seems to me that we have more obligation to do that then perhaps if it's your own private business, you can do differently. But here in county government, if you want us to be there to serve you, we have to stay well. Now, that doesn't mean we won't still somebody come down. You know, realistically, some of us will come down with it. Might be me. I've had so many people in and out of my house in the past month working on my construction area here. So we just have to, just all of us, do the best we can.
That's right. Show must go on.
Get on the other side of it. One of the things, of course, we know we'll be looking at before the end of the month is, what is that date? Yeah, before the end of the month, we're going to be meeting about the convention center. And while that may not seem like a big thing right now because we don't know who the winners of some of these other elections are, we do know what's going on here in Monroe County. So you're sitting here with the very same county council people that we had a week ago. They're still going to be there, and the same county commissioners, and you still have the same mayor and the same people sitting on the city council. So where will we be on that convention center, whether or not they want to move forward with it or what the community thinks we ought to be doing? So that's a big thing, and has been a big part of our discussion over the last couple of years or something. So that has to be done. And, of course, we've had a lot of discussion about supporting law enforcement, and we, the county council, have not voted yet on that, the sheriff's contract, the deputy's contract, nor on the contract for the jail. So that's supposed to be coming to us so that hopefully we can get that included in our budgets for next year. It's so important that those things happen timely, and it should have happened months ago so we could have been prepared. But for whatever reason, it appeared there was something dragging their feet that we were going to do this after the election.
Well,
or maybe I'm just too suspicious.
Well, the election's over with now, so now everybody can get going and moving in the right direction. As you mentioned, Trent Deckard, Cheryl Munson, and Jeff McKim all retain their seats on the Monroe County Council at large. Penny Githens, Commissioner District 3, ran unopposed. Julie Thomas, there was a write-in Green Party candidate, and they took care of business quite handily in that department. So you're right. All the players are back. It was not a referendum on the convention center, and back to business, right?
Right. I think they just would, that this whole, of course, we know that we're strongly that blue dot in this red state. So that's why the more you look at that, you think that pendulum, what would it take? What might change that? But I was very happy to see that we do still have at the state level the same governor, whatever, because when we talk about redistricting, we certainly would not want to lose our state representatives who have been so good to Monroe County and watching out after us. So that you have to be happy about. But county government business goes on. State business goes on. They'll be having their, before we know it, the state will be having their organization day or legislative day. So that's what we start. It just seems like you finish one cycle, and then it's time to gear up for the next cycle. It's never boring in county government. It just, somebody says, well, why do you keep doing it? And I think, well, because there's always something new to learn.
Well, there's always, yeah, learning never stops, for crying out loud. We got to keep,
right.
Gotta keep doing that.
Right,
so. And government needs to keep running. And that's
right,
what we'll need to do.
Marty,
tell us when that meeting is again coming up. I believe it's not next Monday, the Monday after. Is that right? For
it's
people that want to Zoom?
It's the 16th at 6 o'clock. Is that correct? Yeah. 16th at 6 o'clock, and it's a Zoom meeting. And so it's supposed to be, you know, let's get the pulse of the community. What is it they would like to do? And remember, it really is the county council who votes on the food and beverage tax. So whether or not that will be decided or discussed by the county council, we'll just wait and see.
We will have to just wait and see, but business will continue. Business will move on. And good thing that I see the city and county get together about the women's shelter for the wintertime there, a joint project. I saw something about that.
Okay, now I missed that one. So was that today or?
Oh, I can't remember what it was. I just thought it was interesting because, you know, we need to work together, and we talk about how we can and do those sorts of things, and I thought that was an excellent example of doing that. So here we go. I'll just read the release.
Just like having the Red Cross or whoever's drawing the blood there, and they're doing it there at the convention center. There's ways that we can work together. And I think that we'll continue to try. We'll look for places where we can work together. I can remember a day when we used to have the town gown meetings. We would gather together the people from IU and people from the city and people from the county, and we would all get together maybe for a large gathering for a meal or an open house or something, a way to people just really get to know one another a little bit. You didn't have to be talking politics, but just find out, well, what's this person like that I need to be working with on some other board or whatever? So those are things I would like to see us do again. And I think we work better together when we know one another.
Yep, and with COVID, that's not the easiest thing to do right now, but we can
But that doesn't mean it's not something that we could look forward to at some point in time. I sure would hope that we would do that and all of us learn to work well together. And there's so many things that we do well together.
And Marty, one last thing before we let you get going here on a Wednesday. Is it important that the same players are back at the table as we move forward, where we don't have to have three or four new folks in there, or does that freshen it up? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, of course, any time you get someone new on there, there's a learning curve, but it's also an opportunity for the people who've been there for a while to learn what the people on the street want, because maybe that new person that was just elected, maybe they've had their minds open for new opportunities. So both things are good, but we have what we have, and that means that these people that are serving on the county council have already got their feet wet. They've already been through budget hearings and so forth. So we ought to be able to just pick up and move forward on this. You don't really know how much has been held back, saying, let's not really talk about this or that or the other thing until after the election. That part I don't know, because I'm not a part of the majority. But we do know some things that will be coming down that we will be looking at. It should work sort of as it has, and one of the things that we've had discussion with in the last month or so was whether or not the county commissioners could require not just the elected officials to attend certain whatever training they want us to attend, but how much does this cost? Local tax dollars, $300,000+. The county council has not voted on that yet. So let's see what they say. Do we believe that the best use of the $300,000+, which could really add up to a little bit of a raise for our county employees, or could we find some way to provide this kind of same kind of service for a lot less money and a lot less hours? And that's something that we're supposed to be discussing. So that's something that will be coming up, and how all that will play out, we'll find out. But I still am concerned about it being in the salary ordinance that says that we as a county council, we're going to require for payment that everybody, that means the employees, adhere strictly to the personnel policy, and we don't even get to vote on the personnel policy. So I don't know why we would do that, and so we'll find out what the majority wants to do.
All right, Marty, great job as always. We'll get caught up next Wednesday. That will be the 11th day, Veterans Day, so we'll hear from you next week.
And let us hope that by that time maybe we'll know who the president is.
Maybe. Maybe is fair, yeah. Maybe this weekend, maybe tomorrow, maybe. So we'll be watching that. We know you will be as well. Thank you, as always, for your time. Good job, Marty. Thanks.
Everybody stay safe and calm out there.